This is Novel Marketing, Episode 4.
I'm James L. Rubart.
And I'm Thomas Umstadt, Jr.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing but still want to become best-selling authors.
And today we're joined by a very special guest, Jeff Gerke, who's the editor at Marcher Lord Press and the author of the book Write Your Novel in a Month, How to Complete a First Draft in 30 Days, and What to Do Next. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Jeff, the first question we want to throw out to you is, why is writing a novel in a month a good idea? You have this NaNoWriMo that's going on about 30 days. You've got a book out, a great book, by the way, a first draft in 30 days. But seriously, people take years to write novels. Tell us why 30 days is a good idea.
Well, the whole idea behind the National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo, impetus is to get you to knock out a bunch of words at once and kind of get them behind you and get you into your rhythm. Because, you know, nothing is as taunting and daunting as a blank screen and a flashing cursor.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can get 50,000 words, which is the goal for the NaNoWriMo month, if you can get that written, you've really accomplished a lot. Some novels are that long by themselves. And even if you're going to go beyond that, I'm working on one right now that will probably be 150,000 words or so. Well, you know, if I could get 50,000 words of that written in a month, that would be a big chunk. And it would certainly help my confidence and start making me feel like, okay, I'm rolling on this. I've got some momentum. And but yeah, the other question is, doesn't that result in a lousy first draft? Well,
yeah.
The answer to that is probably always yes, right?
Well, no, I don't think always. But what you do when you're writing is you don't worry about it. You just get the words out there, because you can always fix something that's sitting there on the page, but you don't like it. You can't fix a blank page. There's nothing there. So get it out there and start editing, whittling down on that. And that will help you get toward your goal.
I don't want to lose this point because I think it's really important, Jeff. And you've worked as an editor and an author for a long, long time. And I know you've seen people who have come along and said, Jeff, I've got this idea for a novel and I've got 10,000 words done. And you'll go, wow, looks great. I really like it. And then they never, ever finish the novel. Have you found this is the kind of thing that gets people who have never finished that first novel to actually finish?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I believe that I have a little short piece that I've written called The Horrific But True Phases of Writing a Novel, because writing fiction is all about fear. There are all these levels of fear and
yes.
Fear of showing it to somebody and fear of it being terrible and, you know, fear of writing it and finding that you don't like it or, you know, somebody's finally called your bluff.
Right.
And the thing really stinks. So a great thing about NaNoWriMo is that you kind of plug your ears and just forget about all the critics, including your own, if you can, yourself, and just slam through the thing. And you can forget the fear because, yeah, a lot of people start a novel and they get somewhat into it and it looks promising, but then it kind of peters out and they find that they need to go clean out the cellar or something.
It's amazing how doing the dishes is more fun during November during NaNoWriMo than any other time of the year.
Exactly.
Like suddenly I've really got to do laundry. In the book, The War of Art, they call this fear the resistance. It's a really fascinating book. I really highly recommend it if you haven't read it. And it talks about the overcoming this fear and different techniques for how to do that. But Jeff, what would you say is the hardest thing about writing a novel in 30 days? Is it the fear or is it something else?
Well, you know, I don't, I've written a book on the subject, and I recommend that you do a lot of your work before the 30 days, a lot of the planning, figuring out who your characters are, what their character arc is going to be, general three-act structure, figuring out some of your locations and so forth, because what you want to do when you hit November 1st is you want to be able to actually hit the ground running. You don't want to have to go, oh, you know, I really need to research this. And then it's like November 10th before you're done with your research and you're feeling behind. So the part of the hardest thing is simply sitting your rear down in the chair and doing it. And you can't do that unless you've gotten your preliminary work done. But yeah, you, especially if you haven't written a book before, it's you feel like you're pushing uphill, and you know, but after a while, when you do it a few days, you start hitting a rhythm and you start getting a word count that you're proud of. And, you know, I like to keep track of my daily word count and, you know, see if I can beat it tomorrow, or see kind of what comes out naturally, or what I can get before lunch. And that, there's all kinds of things. We're going to talk about the book I wrote called Write Your Novel in a Month. And it has a whole section on tips and tricks for keeping yourself going. So between the two, between finding a rhythm and overcoming the fear, those are the two things that I think are the biggest obstacles.
Okay, so Jeff, maybe you've already answered this question, but what are things that typically do slow people down, other than the fear and just getting your butt in chair? Are there any other typical things that you find people run up against?
Well, you know, we like to talk about November and NaNoWriMo as this, you know, perfect time where you are living in a cabin and you have no intrusions of life, but most people can't take a whole month off of work. So, right. You know, they have to go to work and they have to get the kids to school. And then, you know, you've got Thanksgiving in the middle of it, and maybe travel. And, you know, so real life gets in the way a lot.
Are people allowed to take Thanksgiving Day off, or is that a...
Well, there's no rules about this. I mean, the thing about NaNoWriMo is it's supposed to be a tool to help you.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Anytime you feel like, oh, I can't do that, or I'll break the rules, it's not helping you anymore. So do the parts that help you and forget the parts that don't.
So let's go back to that preparation, because I think that that's a point that a lot of authors skip. They're just like, I'm not going to bother with it until November 1st. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants. I know there's two warring factions amongst novelists. There's the outline faction and the seat of the pants faction, and they don't tend to talk to each other, much less give each other advice often. But what would you say as tips for preparing for NaNoWriMo, especially for the seat of the pants author who doesn't really want to outline it? That feels really constraining. What can they do to help November 1 get to the best start they can?
Well, if it's a truly seat-of-the-pants writer, then that person doesn't want to do any preparation. And nothing I say would change that. You know, you just want to sit down and see what happens and see what comes out. And that's fine. It's a legitimate way to write. You know, I used to be a very, you know, maximum plotter kind of guy. And that kind of burned me. And so now I have kind of a hybrid approach where I know my three-act structure, I know my character's inner journey, what it's going to be, but I don't know exactly how it's going to get there, and I don't know which character it's going to be that does X or Y. So I leave myself some of the discovery and some of the fun for the actual writing process. And so every writer has to find, you know, what that mix is and what that blend is. But even if you're going to be completely seat of the pants, you know, I think one thing you could do as you lead up to November 1st is just be ruminating on your idea. You know, maybe even in the book, Write Your Novel in a Month, I talk about a core idea, just a paragraph that is what really fires your creativity about this book idea. And so I say that when you're sitting down to write, you tape two things up to your monitor. One is that paragraph. So, you know, when in doubt, you can look at that paragraph and read it again and go, okay, right, that's what I was trying to do. And the other thing to paste up on your monitor suggestion would be a photo of your target reader, your perfect ideal reader for this book. Mm-hmm. And between the two, you look at that person and you look at that paragraph and you go, okay, this is what I'm trying to do. How can I communicate that to that person? And between the two, it will help even the seat of the pants writer kind of stay focused.
So, Jeff, any tips for people to use the resources of NaNoWriMo? In other words, one of the strengths of this is you have a lot of other people that are doing this at the same time as you. Any tips for using the website and the community and that kind of thing to help you keep going?
Well, yeah, there is a great fun of doing it with a whole bunch of people all over the country, all over the world. If that helps you, then use that. You know, if you are checking everybody's Facebook page and they've got on their right. blog, they've got how much progress they made today, and you start comparing against yours and you get depressed, or you start chatting with somebody, then it's not helping you.
Right.
So, you know, what I do when I'm writing, trying to write fast, is I give myself rewards. I offer myself rewards if I hit my word count goal or whatever. And so one of your rewards might be, you know, if I hit my word count goal, I'm going to open Facebook and I'm going to give myself, you know, an hour, 2 hours, however long I want after I've hit my goal. I had a time several years ago where I was spending some time at a cabin all by myself to try to knock out a big portion of a book. And there was nothing going on. They didn't even have TV. But I had brought with me a small little TV monitor and a DVD player and a stack of DVDs. And and I said, okay, if I hit my word count goal tonight, I can watch a movie.
Yeah.
And if I didn't hit my goal, then I didn't get my movie. So basically, I just kept writing because I wanted to have my movie.
There, another way to do that, for folks who have a hard time holding themselves accountable, is to give money to a friend, like give a friend $100 and be like, if I don't get my word count, I want you to burn this $100. I want you to give it to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, whichever party you're not a part of. It's like, you'll do whatever it takes to, you know, that kind of punishment reward.
I've offered that to a lot of my author friends. You know, you're having trouble, just give me $1,000. And if you don't make your word count, I'll go spend it. Nobody's taken me up on that.
I did have a critique group, five of us, for a number of years. And we did that. It was a word count we committed, and we met every other week on the phone. It was a word count we committed. And if we did not get it, we had to send $50 to each one in the group.
So suddenly,
So suddenly writing a $250 worth of checks was, I'll say it was a motivator for me a number of times, where it's, you know, it's an hour before and I'm up there getting my work done. So it does work.
So Jeff,
let me talk about another one, Thomas. There's this, I'm going to forget the name of the thing. I think it's called Dr. Wicked's Write or Die, something like that. You can Google Write or Die. And right now it's a for-pay little app that you get for your computer. When I discovered it, it was this free web page. And it gives you a little text window, and you set your word count goal and you set a few parameters, and then you start typing. And as long as you're typing, things are fine. But if you pause, it starts playing this strange music and giving strange sound effects. And if you keep pausing, the color of the screen changes. And if you keep pausing, you can set it to start at the end and start erasing your words.
Oh my gosh.
And every time you start writing again, it goes back to normal and goes quiet and everything goes. So it's this thing. Wow. And so if you need to get jump started, you know, 30 minutes on Dr. Wicked's Write or Die will get you going.
And we'll have the link to that in the show notes that you can find at novelmarketing.com/4, and you can find that link. We'll have that for you. Okay, Jeff, let's say it's November 15th and I'm 2,000 or 5,000 words behind. What advice do you have for someone who's halfway through NaNoWriMo and they're starting to fall behind on that word count?
You know, don't worry about it. Again, the whole point of NaNoWriMo is to help you, not to put extra stress on you, not to make it a burden on you. So, you know, if you're behind, so what? You know, if you get 2,000 words written today, and even if you're behind everybody else, that's 2,000 words closer to your goal. So, you know, just don't stress about getting behind unless you have some money in the game. But just keep going, because whatever you write, you're that much closer at the end of the month.
Okay, Jeff, one more question we'd like to throw at you, and that is, it is midnight the last day of November, so you're done. Let's say you hit 50,000 words, you're thrilled. What do you do on December 1st or 2nd or 3rd? What do you do with this 50,000 words at that point?
Yeah, which agents should you send the manuscript to?
Right. Well, first thing is to party, I think, and take a break from the thing, because you've done a hard thing, and especially if you have completed the manuscript, you need some distance. If you're like me, you will have generated a list of things you know you need to go back and fix. Like halfway through, you decided that this character needed to be a female instead of a male, and so halfway through you just changed it, and so you need to go back and make that
could be interesting, though.
It could be consistent. But you know, I have a whole list of go back and add description to this scene or whatever. So after you take a break, go back and do the things you know how to do. But no, I wouldn't send it off to an editor or an agent right away. you've got a lot of ruminating to do. You want to read back over it, do some polishing. If you have a critique group or critique partner, you want to let those people in on it and get some feedback on it. You know, a lot of times you want to be just in writer mode when you're writing. And mm-hmm. But now when you've got it, again, you can start doing your editing. So now go into editor mode and polish mode. And then you start, you know, going back over your favorite books on writing and so forth and go, oh, I totally forgot to, you know, add description or take out the speech attributions or whatever, and go back through and start doing those things. But at a certain point, you will get it to as good as you know how to get it. And at that point, that's when you can start, you know, thinking about approaching agents and editors, because once you know how to, once you've done everything you know how to do, and once you've taken into account everything that, you know, some objective readers, editors, proofers have to say, then there's nothing else you know to do but see what happens.
Yeah, just don't send it to an editor right away. I have some agent friends, and the first 2 weeks of November, they just kind of, or December, they just kind of roll their eyes because they get all of these copy and paste from NaNoWriMo submissions, and it's like the slush pile is twice as big in December, and they know everything that comes in that month is probably NaNoWriMo, wasn't edited, it was just a very first rough draft, and that's not what you want to send, and that's not when you want to send it. You want to make sure that it's your best work.
That's right.
Jeff, we're running out of time. We have 1 minute. Is there anything you want to pitch? Anything you want to tell us about?
Well, I've mentioned a couple of times this book I wrote for Writer's Digest. It's called Write Your Novel in a Month. And, of course, it's appropriate to talk about it in NaNoWriMo because that's what you're trying to do. But really, it's my fullest compilation of everything I know to do to teach about writing fiction. So on the front end, part one is all about preparing your characters, doing your character homework, and doing your transformation arc that you're going to do for your main character, and figuring out your genre and your setting and who your villain is going to be, and a lot of your plot elements and your three-act structure and so forth. Getting all that, that's part one. Then part two is just writing it. That's the November Write Your Novel in a Month part. And all that is all about just keep putting out words. And then part three is how to edit it. That's where we talk about more craft things and show versus tell and point of view issues and description and dialogue and so forth. And then part four is how to get the thing published and or if you're going to self-publish it, how to market the thing. And so it's really a complete treatment of a novel, and it's not just for people who are writing it in 1 month. However long you want to take, this is going to help you.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. Excellent advice. We should probably mention our sponsors, which we do every episode. And the sponsor for this episode of Novel Marketing are the BestsellerSociety.com and specifically the Fiction Academy with Jeff Gerke. Hey. So go to BestsellerSociety.com, check that out. And Jeff's resources, let me just brag on Jeff for a while. I've known Jeff for a long, long time. Jeff is unique in the industry because he has been an editor. He is an editor. He is a publisher. But he also is a multi-published author. So he really understands both sides of this, which I think gives him a unique perspective and makes his teaching material some of the best out there.
But not only does he know the material, he's able to make it easy to understand. It's fun to go to a writer's conference because there's like Jeff and then like all of his groupies of people who became writers because of his teaching, and now they're published, and now they have their own books, and they kind of follow him around from talk to talk. It's very, very good. But you don't have to go to a writer's conference to hear from Jeff Gerke. You can get it at bestsellersociety.com. We do want to hear from you. You can connect with us at novelmarketing.com. And thank you for listening to the Novel Marketing Podcast, giving you novel ideas on how to sell your book online, offline, and everywhere in between.